All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to CADcast episode number 378. I'm your host, GBD, here in Tokyo, Japan. And of course, as always, we're joined by a man who is outraged by Gamergate as soon as he can figure out what it is, Wombat.
I am outraged. I think Nixon should resign.
Right. I got excited for Gamersgate, you know, the online digital retailer, because I thought they had something really big going on. But it turned out it was Gamergate, and it really didn't include them at all.
Yeah, that's something completely different.
I had the same reaction to the Shield hashtag. I thought we were having some Shield news.
I still don't know what that is.
Me neither. I don't know what I'll be perfectly honest. I really haven't been paying much attention to it.
I have aggressively not been paying attention to it.
That's a good thing about living in Japan, is you can avoid stuff like that pretty easily. Just like Justin Bieber.
I'm sure it all sucks, and it'll get better or worse.
I think it's cyclical.
I think it's sick.
Like the California drought.
I think once Destiny comes out, and everybody has something to play, and shuts up and just plays games, it'll all be fine.
That was a good theory. I like that theory.
Me too. I'll subscribe to that newsletter.
Just not enough games out during the summer to give people stuff to do.
Summer of Arcade went away, and then this happened.
Thanks, Microsoft.
We were denied 9 games on the Xbox One by my count.
We're negative 9 games. If you buy an Xbox One right now, you start with negative 9 games.
The Xbox 360 from launch, and it's, what is it, launch through July, they released, I want to say, I don't have the numbers in front of me. I had them like 2 weeks ago. It was like 69 games or 59 games. And the
I think you'd remember if it was 69 games.
I know, right? You think I'd remember that number because I'm such a fan of Cunnilingus. But, and the Xbox One released 9 games less in that time frame. And 9 games doesn't sound like that much, you know, 69 to, against 60. But when
if
you
one
think
of those
about,
games is Uno.
Well, if one of those games is Uno, if one of those games is Oblivion, also 9 games, 1 game a week, that's a month and a half's worth of video games, 2 months worth of video games.
That's 2 months where we can all forget about how the games media is completely corrupt.
But we didn't get those 2 months of games. That's 2 months of games that we didn't get that to distract us from real world issues.
There was no Amped 3.
Exactly.
We didn't have that.
People like that game.
Was fun.
I was going to say, you liked that game.
I bought it.
I didn't, but I know.
It wasn't bad.
Yeah, it had like those weird monkey things from the Quiznos commercial in it, didn't it?
It was fine.
It did have those. Yes. It had a bunch of weird stuff. Like I think I got rid of my copy of Amp 3, but I kind of think I want it back now.
There you go.
I might have to go get a copy of
Amp 3. You have to get those fuzzy monkeys back. 9 games.
What are those called? Those are my wife was bit by one time.
A game?
The lemur thing?
No. What is that? It's a... I'll come up with it. Keep going.
Lobster?
It's not a honey bad. It's a honey something, isn't it? Not honey badger. But there's something else. Another honey animal. I'm like Googling honey mammals.
But is it making you hungry?
Yeah. So.
I don't know. Yeah. I tried to explain my understanding of Gamergate to my wife this morning. But I don't even know. I mean, I had a hard time explaining it. One, because it's so crazy and doesn't make a lot of sense. But two, maybe because I just don't understand it that well. So I don't know. I mean, people know that. I don't understand. Like, why do people care about indie games now? They never care about indie games.
Is this about Kinkachus?
Kinkachus.
It is about. I mean, my understanding of Gamergate is that the people found out that indie game developers were sleeping with game writers and award
game
festivals and then so now everything's corrupt and how can we trust the games media and how can we, you know, go on basically. But I mean, that's really nothing. I mean, Activision rented out a stadium and they put on a concert for
that's what they're upset about. They're upset about everything.
Yeah, we saw Activision put on a concert that had Eminem and Rihanna.
I saw one of the people was opening up for the NFL game tonight. He was at the Activision concert. Pharrell Williams.
He was there.
I mean, you don't really see that anymore. That was a while ago.
Mm-hmm.
Haven't seen anything close to that in a while, right?
No, they've been spending too much money making games. Those bastards.
Well, yeah. More for the commercials.
Yeah, you should see the Destiny ads in Manhattan now. It's crazy.
I can imagine.
They have the first game that I ever saw use this ad unit was Disney Infinity when that launched. It's the unit that goes from 41st to 42nd Street, 7th to Broadway. It's an entire city block. It wraps around an entire building.
Right.
It's a square billboard, and Destiny has that right now. So they have a square billboard in Times Square.
Right.
It's crazy. Well,
here they have a marquee that's attached to the anti-theft device when you walk into Walmart.
They wrapped buses in Destiny wallpaper, essentially, but like the entire bus, the roof to the bottom.
What's the budget on Destiny?
$19.
No, I mean it's probably $150 to $200 million, right?
It's quite possible.
And half of that is the advertising.
It's quite possible.
So, I mean, that sounds reasonable, right, to you?
They started showing commercials. I started seeing commercials on the Simpsons marathon. But every break. Every break of the Simpsons marathon, they showed either...
Those commercials were cheap, though.
Yeah, they either showed... But every break, they either showed a Destiny commercial or a Diablo 3 commercial. So Activision pretty much paid for all the time.
Right.
Which is pretty crazy. I mean, yes,
we'll just take it.
But
right,
still, but well, and it was a really good buy for them. It was a good buy for them too, because the ratings were pretty ridiculous for the Simpsons marathon. So good for them. Smart decision. Whoever bought that airtime tonight, though, they're doing a 2-minute commercial during the football game. I'm sure that wasn't cheap.
That's probably smart too.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the live action one. Right?
It is the
live action trailer.
Oh, it is the live action one.
It is.
Yep, they're showing the live
action.
That's
bad.
I know.
It's bad.
I like the Google Earth site. That's kind of cool.
The live action one is not that bad if their sound is off.
It's not off.
It's just the fake, like you said, Chip, like the fake gamer dialogue. You can't do it. It's not possible because you'll never make it realistic.
Gamer banter, even if it is realistic, even if it's realistic gamer banter, that's terrible. Nobody wants to hear that.
Right.
Anytime that's like brought, like I understand how it comes to be because they're like, oh, we have to show this is a co-op game that you'll play online with your friends and it'll be crazy and you'll be having these fun conversations. But no, it's bad. Just tell me that. Just like a little disclaimer at the bottom would be just perfectly fine.
What do you think's down there? Certain death. Only one way to find out.
I hate when she does that.
I hate it when she does that.
Whee! God.
Hello, Mars.
Yeah. What if, shouldn't they just do a more realistic one? Or should they not even
buy it? To have two people. I can't hear you. Is my mic working? Is it working? Does it sound better when it's over here or over here? Does it sound better?
Did you get the laundry? Did you get the laundry?
Destiny. Yeah. What? I can't hear you.
The laundry. Did you pick up your father at the train?
I can hear it. Can you hear me? I'm on Connect. Can you hear me now?
I gotta pack Connect. Another bowl. Hold on. One sec. Just hold on. I gotta pause it. Hold on.
I'm not doing that. I don't know.
Right. That at least would be more realistic.
Yep. Yeah. That would definitely be more realistic.
Hi, Mars. Yeah, but if you just could take out all the dialogue from that live action commercial, and that'd be pretty cool.
And I wouldn't have a problem if Destiny actually had a Led Zeppelin soundtrack.
Right. I wouldn't have a problem with that either.
A little bit of Immigrant Song every time like an event's about to happen.
kind of seems a shame to waste it on a commercial.
Don't you think? Had to pay so much money to get into that commercial too.
Yeah, of course.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Why not? Maybe it's going to appear during over the closing credits as well.
We're confident this game is going to do well and be worthy of all this budget, right?
I think it's going to do well. I want it to be worthy of all this budget. How about, is that fair? I don't know, but I really want it to be. I feel like it's been a long time since a new game has come out where I've been like, yep, this is totally worth all of the hype and all of the nonsense that goes along with video games because this is awesome and this is what I want. So do I know that it will be? No, but I'm cautiously optimistic and I'm thinking positive. Is that fair?
What are you afraid of, Chip, that we've seen most of what the game is in the beta?
I'm afraid that, yes, I'm afraid of the, it's got a campaign, but it's not a traditional type campaign.
It's all these little mini missions.
It's much more, yeah, MMO, like, I don't know.
But do you care, really? I mean, you don't really care about the story anyway. You really just want the loot.
That's the problem.
Up.
He does. That's Shipwreck's complaint. I'm now his representative. I don't know if you knew that.
In the case
against
Destiny.
It's true. I do. I do care about like a good story-driven single-player or co-op campaign.
What about when you play Diablo, for example?
Diablo, does that story's terrible.
There's a story to
I'm
that
so
game.
I'm so glad when that terrible voice actor dies early on.
Kane? Deckard Kane or whatever?
Yeah.
Isn't that a character from another game?
It's I think he was in Total Recall or something.
Okay. I'm like, where do I know that name from? I'm in Act 5 of Diablo 3. So, and I'm level 50, I think. I still have no idea what the story is.
I wish the story was better in that game. Like, I really do. I sit there and listen to all the things that they have to say. But about halfway through of them saying stuff, I start looking at my phone.
Oh yeah,
right,
I don't care.
Just skip it.
I don't give a bleepity bleep about what anyone has to say in that game.
They got those asterisks above their heads, though.
I know everyone always has asterisks, and they stay that way. I'll tell you what, my armor looks like. You ever see Francis Ford Coppola's Dracula?
Yes, of course.
Okay, you know in the beginning when Dracula
Vlad the Impaler.
Yeah, when Dracula wears that red armor.
That's the best armor.
That's the armor that I have in the game now. That's what my barbarian looks like.
Nice.
He looks like Vlad the Impaler in the red armor. It's pretty badass. My daughter thinks it looks scary, which is how I know it's cool.
Do you have blood dripping off your weapons?
I'm trying to think what I have. Actually, I think my current katana is fire. Fire katana.
But my point is, Shipwreck, you like Diablo a lot, right? You play the shit out of it because of the loot.
I do like Diablo quite a bit, but that's because I can play it with my wife as well.
Okay,
you can play Destiny with your wife, can't you?
If I buy another console and we buy another TV or set it up in another room.
You should totally buy another console and set it up in the bedroom.
We did it with Borderlands.
I know.
So
there's precedent for that.
There is. Like, it's happened before, but I don't think that she would be into it.
Here's my conundrum. Destiny comes out on Tuesday, and I'm on vacation that Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Out of town. Sorry, dude.
I know. I'm just
a little bit cautious since Titanfall was our last experience with something that's this hype.
Yeah, but I knew that going in.
Well, I don't know that I don't know it. Going in this time.
See, I knew my expectations of Titanfall were met by that game. Unfortunately, my expectations of Titanfall were not so grandiose. I do have more grandiose expectations of Destiny.
There's much more game here with Destiny, isn't there? I mean, doesn't that go without saying?
Yes.
I mean, you have the whole multiplayer mode, which is basically Halo's multiplayer, and all the online single player, co-op, whatever modes. So seems like a lot to me. So I think your fears are unfounded, Chip.
I hope so.
I think you'd be buying another PS4.
I hope I like this game.
I think you'd be buying another PS4 shortly.
Mm-hmm. I think you're going to be pleasantly surprised, but I don't think you're going to like it as much as Borderlands. That's my theory. That's where I'm going to go.
Nope. And it's going to be so good that it's going to completely shut down Gamergate. People are just going to forget.
You know what? I could believe that. I could totally believe that. I think people are, with the little we talked about it, I'm sure offended a lot of people already. So
no, I mean, it's,
but I do agree with you. I think once people have something else to focus on, they're going to focus on that.
I don't know what people expect from, I mean, you what, consumer journalism, is that what you call it, Wombat?
Yes.
I forget. That's the name for it, right? So like, if you're writing product reviews, like, what, I mean, what are you expecting from the people who write it? That's what I don't understand. Like, most of these sites, they don't take any junkets or anything like that anymore. They still have to rely upon the publisher to get the game, and they need to get the game before it comes out. Otherwise, nobody's going to read their review, and they can't make money and stay in business. So they're sort of reliant on each other. I don't know what the solution is to that problem. I mean, if you want the review before the game comes out, you're reliant on the publisher to give it to you.
There's more to that, I think, in Gamergate than just that part of it. Like, people were complaining about, like, politics coming into these articles and everything. And
but there's that. That's life, man. That's everything. Right. Every business on the planet is.
And
like that.
And there's also that whole death threat and threat of
assault.
Yeah,
that's the part that's not cool.
Yeah, that's the part that where it's like, okay, well, that's
disgusting. Crosses a line.
Yeah, when it doesn't cross the line and it's just people arguing about what should and shouldn't be in video games, I mean, that is what it is, and that's just the medium, I guess. But yeah, when it gets to be violent and hate-filled speech, that's when that person is you can't even acknowledge the existence of those people.
Right. It's like people who recline their chairs in airplanes.
They are the worst.
They've done that.
Without even looking behind them to see if there's anybody sitting there or if they're tall.
You know, maybe
they're even handicapped.
Your problem isn't with the person. Your problem is with the airplane that allows
no.
it.
No.
Yeah, it
the
is. It is. It's like saying, hey, drinking beer is bad. And if you drink beer, you're a bad person. It's legal to drink beer.
But legal
I'm drinking one right now.
It.
How is this affecting you? In a worse way, Wombat, that I'm drinking a beer.
It affects
right now.
Me because I don't have a beer.
That's crazy. But you're crushing my leg, sir.
No, you didn't ask. If you were to, if I was in a seat and I reclined and you said, excuse me, sir, you know, your seat
I
is hitting my
that.
Knees. Do you mind not reclining? I would say, oh, I'm sorry. I don't mind at all. And I would put
right.
my chair up. But if
right.
I recline my seat and I don't realize that I'm doing anything to
right.
you, it
right.
doesn't make me a bad person.
No, of course it doesn't. But you might
but
want to
that
look
chance,
first.
There's that chance that of conflict there. Like it the seat comes back towards you. You're just sitting there thinking, no, 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 no. And then you're thinking, if I ask this person, are they going to get pissy? Is it worth it?
Right.
Yeah. It's just,
you know what? You know what though? I would feel bad. And someone commented on this in the show thread. If you're a tall person and that's the worst thing that you have to deal with, I really have no sympathy for you. Here we go. Beb said this. Being more comfortable in a plane because you don't have ridiculously long limbs is one of the few small advantages a short person has over a tall person. So tall people, just fracking deal with it. Just like short people deal with just about everything else.
What is everything else?
I have to grab a step stool to grab the bowls at the top of my kitchen cabinets. You don't have to do that.
Especially not in Japan.
Exactly.
I can clean the ceiling without a slit step.
Exactly. Through. You have tall person advantages.
I'm literally touching my ceiling right now.
Do you know a tall person will get promoted in a job faster than a short person if they're
you know
both
why?
Have the same qualifications? Because they're tall.
Kick your fucking ass.
See? So deal with the
you can
deal
fit into very small holes though, Wombat.
Deal with your airplane situation. You
do you know how hard
so
it is to buy to buy pants, Wombat? It's very hard to buy pants and shoes. And
it's hard for me to buy shoes, too.
What?
Yeah.
What size shoe do you have?
15. No, I'm just kidding.
Boys?
Boys. That is the correct response to that joke. What size shoe am I? I'm an 8.
Wow.
That's not that.
That's not like even having a foot.
That's it is. It's as like if I, it's like I have a nub. I can sometimes when I think I'm standing, I just fall down.
So when you wear a tube sock, it's just basically completely straight. It never even like bends.
When
like
I put a when I put a tube sock on, the actual top of the sock hits above my knees. So I don't want to hear about your my knees on an airplane for when I fly twice a year. Who cares? Deal with it. You have so much else. You have 99.8% of the rest of your, more than that, of your life where you have the advantage by being tall. Let us short people have something.
What about hitting your head on things?
You already have so much room in that plane already. Why do you need more?
How do you know how much room I have? What if the person in front of me reclined? I lost some room.
That's, you take it out on them.
Nope.
If we all agree not to recline, it's good.
You know, you should get on the loudspeaker before the plane and go, "Hey, everybody, my name is Shipwreck, and I'm a socialist. I think we should all not recline equally."
You know that scene on The Dark Knight when the Joker has the two ferries with the bombs on it and they have the detonators? I heard he was going to do this thing on a plane and have see if people would recline? Not recline together.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Nothing happens if everybody doesn't recline. It's just they're more comfortable. They cut that from the final version. It's kind of weird. Yeah. Gamersgate. Gamergate.
Gamergate. Is that what we're talking about?
Right.
I don't know.
Might as well be.
Don't threaten people.
I think this is part. I'm going to lump this in with it.
Be a good person. Don't threaten people. Is that pretty much, is that the gist? Is that what we're supposed to?
Right. I don't, yeah.
Be
so,
a
I
good
mean,
person if you want. That's.
Why don't you just start your own game website? But then what are you going to do? I don't understand what people really want out of it. They don't want game developers sleeping with game journalists. Yeah, I agree. That's not very professional. These people look so young when I see them. Like, I can't imagine they have any idea like that they know what they're doing at all.
Well, you just sound like an old man now.
Right. I bet they don't even know how to have sex, really. I don't even think they're doing that right.
I don't think I know how to do it right.
You should get one of those books. Look on the internet.
Well, I figure when I go away next weekend, I'll get some practice in.
Right. So, yeah. The gamer's hate.
So, yeah.
I don't know. How about some new releases?
Sure. I've been playing on PlayStation 4 Velocity 2x, which was a PlayStation Plus game,
mm-hmm.
free game.
Mm-hmm.
It starts off really slow because it holds your hand a lot.
Does it get better? I played about 10 minutes of it before I was like, eh.
It gets better. You need to play at least 10 levels of it, which the levels are pretty short,
mm-hmm.
like a couple minutes each, maybe 5 minutes at most for the ones that I've played through so far. But it starts off and it's kind of, it doesn't do a very good job of explaining itself. It's just like, here's the boost button and you're in a spaceship and it's like it looks like a 2D top-down spaceship game.
Mm-hmm.
But it pretty much just tells you, here's the boost button. You want to go fast. And that's kind of the case, but not really, because you also want to collect everything, and you need to be able to do this like warping mechanic. Which, have you gotten to that at all, Wombat?
Yeah, I've gotten to okay. where you hit the X button or whatever button, and you move the little circle.
I think it's square.
Whatever.
Yeah,
it is.
You hit square, and then you move the D-pad or mm-hmm. the analog stick in a direction and tell it where to warp to. Which is, it takes a little bit to get used to doing that. I feel like they give you a little bit, I don't know, too much freedom with that. Like you can just be all over the place with that analog stick. But after you get the hang of it, it becomes a interesting hybrid because there's these switches that you need to hit. So it's got like a puzzle mechanic to it too. And it's got some shmup mechanic, but it also has, you can dock your ship and get out. And then it turns into a 2D platformer.
That sounds cool.
Yeah, so you like get out of your ship and you have to go hit switches that you can only get like hit as the human version. And so you go in there and it becomes like a twin stick platformer shooter type of thing. It's cool. It's definitely, I mean, it's free for PlayStation Plus members. This is the sequel to Velocity Ultra, which was a Vita game. But yeah, I'm liking it. It's kind of neat. It's got a lot of like scoreboard comparisons to people too. I think Wario 64 is the number one player in the world on this game.
I see his new job is really affecting his gaming and tweeting,
but for the better.
Yeah.
Did you didn't pick up Counter Spy yet, did you?
No.
We're talking about new releases.
I know. I just didn't know if you had picked it up yet. Did 2D on PS4 made me think of it.
No.
Just curious.
I am going to wait for that to be on PlayStation
Plus. I figured as much.
And it's kind of one thing about Velocity 2X, it has DLC available for it. Like, I think extra levels for $2.99, which it comes with like 50 levels or something like that. So it's got plenty of content already. But I think that's a pretty good idea for these PlayStation Plus games to come out with a DLC pack to try to get some money.
Yeah, it's a great idea.
Yeah, it seems
totally fair.
Yeah, it seems totally fair there. So played that. I also played some Dance Central Spotlight on Xbox One.
I bought that.
It's $10. It's a good deal for $10. You get 10 songs, and then additional songs are $2 each.
I think I prefer that model.
It's a good model.
To paying $40 or more for the base game. Because, mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know. Looking through all these songs, I know a very small percentage of them.
I don't even... So. There are 10 songs. What are they? Read them off to me.
Mm.
Diamonds by Rihanna.
Mm.
There was Happy by Pharrell.
Yeah, I know that song.
Yep, I know that song.
There was one other one I knew out of those 10, I think.
I've played most of them. I can't.
It seemed pretty good. The game's got some glitches in it, so like I couldn't play. You have to change your profile. You have to change your gamer pick because of the way the game saves to your profile. There's some glitch.
Huh. Nothing's happened with mine.
And so a lot of people, like if you just launch the game, it'll just keep crashing back to the desktop over and over again until you change your gamer pick.
To what?
To anything. It doesn't matter. And then you can change it back. It's just it needs to do that. I guess it's the way that the Xbox One used to save data and then it changed somehow between when they made the game. I'm not sure.
And if you've bought previous Dance Central songs that are in this game, you can download them for free as well, which is kind of neat.
Nice. So it seems pretty good from the short amount that I was able to actually play.
Yeah, it's neat because it has a whole, like, I want to say there's like 8 different routines for each song, something like that. There's like 8 different ways to play each song, and then there's a fitness mode, and it's kind of neat the way you open up moves too. Like once you've mastered a move, you open it up, and I guess that adds to other routines or something. But
it seems like the tracking technology is a lot better in this than in whatever the Just Dance game that I bought was. It actually seems to really tell if you're doing it right or not. As evidenced by the fact...
My wife is also very good at telling me whether I'm doing it right or not.
And taking videos of you when you're not looking.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. So that's Dance Central Spotlight, also out this week. What else?
Minecraft just got released for PlayStation 4 and Xbox One.
Are you going to upgrade on the Xbox One? Do you have it on the 360?
I have it on a 360. It's only $5 if you already own it on 360.
Mm-hmm.
That seems like a fair price.
For a game you're never going to play?
My niece plays it a lot. So if she was over, she could play it.
Then
is it
that's
pretty much
worth
the
it.
Same thing. Is there any big difference?
The levels are, you can build much bigger levels this time around. But yeah, basically the same thing.
Everything's square, cubed.
Do you think that Microsoft wanted to charge a lot more for this game and Sony, and that Notch was just like, look, let's just make it $5?
Well, it's $20 if you don't have it already.
Yeah, it's $20 if you don't already own it on 360.
Right, right. But I'm sure like he probably thought he didn't want to rip off his customers, his pre-existing customers. He probably tried to do them a solid. I bet you he had to fight a little bit for that.
He's got so much money. I'm mm-hmm. sure he's like, whatever. Right. Matter.
Really? He's like, I don't really care. What else?
Warframe came out for Xbox One, the free-to-play thing.
Right.
Let's see here.
I played Dead Rising 3 Apocalypse Edition for PC. which comes out this week on Steam. So if you remember when Dead Rising 3 came out for Xbox One, it was revealed that it was only 720p, and you know, people were pretty upset. So now you get it in all its glory. You can pretty much it's got, you know, the game I think was like a pretty big download. It was like a 20-30 gig download, but the game looks great now on PC. It's still locked. It's locked to 30 frames per second. You can, you know, create a text file and you know, unlock that if you want, but I did it and it, I don't know. I don't think my graphics card is really strong enough for these games anymore. Time for an upgrade. But in 1080p and, you know, even in 1440p, if I turn some of the options down, it still looks pretty damn good. They get so many zombies on the screen now. It's pretty, and now you can save anywhere. It's just, it seems like this is the Dead Rising game that you wanted when the first Dead Rising game came out. And then you figured out, like, it was really not that fun. It was more frustrating than fun. This one is more like a playground where you're just making weird weapons and vehicles and just killing zombies. So they did it. Good job, everybody. You made a good Dead Rising game.
And not many people bought it, I don't think. But
yeah, well, yeah. Hopefully it does. You know, I mean, I think when it gets really cheap on Steam, it should do pretty well. It's really, yeah, it's really well done, but I think you do need a pretty beefy rig if you want it to look like really good, because there's a lot of zombies on the screen at once. Yeah, there's one part early in the game where you combine a bulldozer and a car, and you can make like a, you know, like a zombie killing vehicle, and you have a shotgun on the roof, and you can, and you know, spikes on the front of the car, and you're literally killing about, I don't know, 100 zombies every 10 seconds 20 seconds. I mean, it's insane. You watch the kill count just go up and up. So they did a good job with it. Maximum killage. That's all anybody wants from a zombie game. Anything else this week?
Danganronpa 2 Goodbye Despair came out. Which,
what'd you just call it?
Yeah. It's that murder mystery type of thing, similar to
Clue?
I don't know, Hunger Games?
Clue
thing? Yeah, similar to Clue. It's not actually that unsimilar to Clue, just in a teenage Japanese setting.
Murder Arena type situation?
Yeah. Like a Hunger Games, or I forgot the name of it.
Battle Royale.
Battle Royale, yes. It's similar to those, except it also has a courtroom trial in it. I don't know. They're interesting games. I liked the first game. This is a retail Vita game, which doesn't happen very often anymore, like specifically for the Vita. So I guess it's worth mentioning.
Okay.
That pigeon dating game came out for PC as well.
What's that?
Hatoful Boyfriend.
That's a pigeon dating game?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What does that even mean? Pigeon dating?
Yes.
Yes. Does he stutter?
Like, you can tell how old pigeons are?
No. Like a dating sim.
I know.
Oh, that was pretty funny. Yes. It's like carbon dating, but with pigeons. That's
even, which is weirder. I can't even tell.
It's just they show you a picture of a pigeon, and you can ask 5 yes or no questions, and based on the answers, you have to guess how old the pigeon is.
But I don't.
This
think
is a Devolver Digital game.
All right.
We were scheduled to see this at E3, and then got the schedule mixed up, and so we didn't get to see it. But
right,
it's out, $9 on Steam.
We probably got bumped.
Worth it.
What's that?
Probably worth it for $9.
Interesting. Yeah. All right. What else? there's a garbage truck simulator called Recycle that comes out this week on Steam. Just thought you might want to know that.
Steam has the weirdest stuff. Like, it's like they realized that all the indie games were going to the consoles now, and they're just like, let's just get weird up in here.
Yes.
Indie games are too mainstream now. We need pigeon dating games, and we need garbage truck simulators.
And you notice that Steam seems to be a lot more lenient on what they put on their store now, right? It just seems like, you know, you'll look in the new releases section and you see all kinds of shit that you wouldn't expect. They're really, I mean, if you want to know what the long tail is, this is Steam going for the long tail. It doesn't cost them any more money to have 10,000 games on the store or, you know, 1,000 games on the store, and might as well have a wider selection for more people, you know, for everybody's tastes out there. I mean, that's the definition of the long tail. PR people, pay attention and learn.
You just broke Gamergate wide open with that one.
Yep.
Corruption.
What else we got here? Is that it? I think that's it.
That's probably. I got some other stuff on. It seems like I got like Joe Danger on something on PlayStation. Like I went on to PlayStation Network and there was like all this stuff that said, "Oh, you already own this. It's free." And I like download it and I don't know. I'll never play it. Joe Danger's fun though.
Right. All right, so Nintendo announced a new 3DS. Kasich writes
two,
in.
Two of them.
Two of them, right, I forgot, excuse me. Kasich writes in and asks, will Wombat buy the new amazing, exceptional, extraordinary, or whatever device?
No.
I know Wombat's not buying that shit.
No. There's no reason to.
Need to ask that question.
There's no reason to.
So that's pretty surprising. So Nintendo announced like two devices, the two redesigned 3DSs. One is larger than the other, and I think that's the only difference. And they're coming out in Japan this year and in the rest of the world next year. Is that correct? Do I have that right?
Yep.
Stupid. They just don't get it. They don't get it.
They don't get it.
If they just don't. It's I don't know. Why is it coming out in Japan this year and not in the United States this year? What is the reason?
Because they think they'll sell more.
Yeah.
I don't know. If they really want this to be successful, it should be a worldwide launch, not just one market.
I'm guessing they have quite a few of the old 3DSs that they need to sell.
Yeah. Still.
So,
but who would buy a new one knowing that, you know, who would buy an old one knowing that a new one's coming out in the new year?
People who don't know any better.
Yeah. I mean,
people who need to buy Christmas presents.
I was going
to
say, because at the end of the day, it's just a disingenuous bait and switch. Is that what we're saying Nintendo is intentionally doing?
Yes.
Okay. So fuck Nintendo.
No, they're grasping for. They don't know what they're doing. They're just
but they know what they're doing in this. They know what they're doing in this.
Yeah, I was gonna say they know exactly.
They know amiibos. They know amiibos are coming. They know they have this 3DS that's coming out next spring or whatever.
Right. Here. They know they have some hardcore people who will definitely buy this thing.
Yeah, and because it has the amiibos functionality built into it.
Right, and it's still like pretty low tech device when you compare it to. You know, pretty much any.
So wait, if I have the current 3DS, the amiibo technology is not built into the console. I need to get like an attachment.
Correct.
Okay. Correct. And how much is that attachment going to cost?
I don't know.
And when does that come out?
And what are you going to do, Wombat? What are you going to do with an amiibo?
It's not me. It goes back to what we were just talking about. They're intentionally not releasing the new 3DS because they have too many old 3DSs. To sell to unknowing parents this holiday season whose kids are then going to want these action figures that they're then going to need to go out and buy the adapter for because the new 3DS that they could have bought a few months later wasn't out yet and they didn't know. So if you're trying to build brand loyalty with the next generation of Nintendo fans, Nintendo's doing it wrong.
Not only that, but the 3DS has not been selling well this year. And they forecasted 12 million units for the year, and they've sold less than 2, I believe, so far this year, leaves 10. According to my math, is 10 million to go for the rest of the year. Now they do pretty well during Black Friday. Always, they have any
and
big
Smash Brothers will give them a nice boost.
Okay, so I mean, usually they can sell like 7 or 8 million during that time. It's not crazy.
Okay. Well, you made it sound like it was going to be crazy.
Well, they'll still be 2 million short.
I think it's a little bit high still.
Yeah, they'll still be very short. I mean, unless there's something like a price drop or something, or like they bundle in the game, and I don't know. They're not going to sell 10. Obviously, they're not selling 10 million.
I don't know. They hate America. Who cares?
Well, they just, or it just leaked at least, that the Super Smash Brothers 3DS XL is coming to North America now.
Ooh.
So they're going to sell some of the old version of the 3DS that way.
Right.
This fall.
By putting them in a box.
I mean, it's so weird.
No, it doesn't come with the game, I don't think. It just comes.
Does this mean, so who's going to make, is Nintendo going to be making games that take advantage of this new console with the extra buttons and the extra joystick?
There's one that we know about.
Yeah.
So, I mean, look, they're not going to make many.
As you say, yeah, I mean, that's the next question. Is this new console even worth it? New version?
No, of course not. It's a waste of time and money. It's a sucker's bet. It's for people who are just diehard Nintendo fans.
So why are they making it?
Because there's enough people who are diehard Nintendo fans that will just buy whatever Nintendo puts out. Of course. This is old technology at this point, right? So they're sticking like a radio chip in there for the Amiibo. But still, I mean, the 3DS is an old device by now. You know, look at your other options out there.
What are my other options out there?
Not carrying around a separate gaming device. I mean, that's a pretty good option, I think, for most people.
The games are so different. Again, it's such a shitty comparison.
But it's just there's other things to do.
Skylanders is coming to mobile.
That's true. Skylanders is coming to mobile with a controller.
Pokemon.
Skylanders, I don't know. Even Skylanders on the 3DS seems kind of weird to me. But this is the full game.
The 3DS version of Skylanders is not the full game. This is the full game coming to tablets.
That is a little weird.
Yep. But, money. We're going to be making some bank.
Yep.
Maybe. I bought Ty Skylander's underwear.
Okay.
That's the closest we're coming.
Did he like them?
Oh, yeah. He's thrilled. Okay. He doesn't even care about the figures. He's got the underwear.
There you go. He's got a Sonic Boom.
Yeah. I'm assuming that's a character.
No, that's a poop.
Right. He doesn't poop in his underwear. Not recently. Haven't had any problems.
There you go. Good for him.
Yeah. He doesn't pee in his bed anymore either.
That's good.
As of recently. Yeah, that's nice.
That's a big news.
That was getting annoying.
I can understand that.
Yeah. What are we talking about? Oh, the new 3DS. Yeah, I don't know.
I was saying that Nintendo
They had
hates
to make
America.
Something if they are really thinking the Amiibos are going to be a long-term thing for them. Like, it just makes sense to, hey, let's put it in the device from now on.
Sure, it makes sense to put it in the device from now on. But on the next generation of consoles, right. Not a new version of the thing that most people that care about Amiibos already have.
They've done this the whole every time, though. I mean, you had the Game Boy Micro, you had the Game Boy.
Well, the difference is the Micro and the Game Boy Advance, and even the 3DS against the 3DS XL. I mean, although the functionality didn't change within the different versions within the same.
The DSi did. You could download games to that.
This is not much of a functionality difference.
Well, this is two extra shoulder buttons and the second
analog
stick.
But what games are going to use that? No one. I mean, there's a lot.
What's the point of this? It is a big change. That's a
Nintendo
big change.
Nintendo thinks they're going to sell another 40 million 3DSs, I think.
But why? Yeah. For what? For what is the application of these two extra joysticks and the second analog stick?
So you can play games like any other console.
I know, but what games?
Have you looked at that analog stick at all?
I know, it's kind of like a weird nubbin, but...
It's like half a nubbin.
It's like what was in the middle of old laptops to control the mouse.
It's like Wombat's foot, basically.
Yes.
That's how big it is.
Do you think Nintendo? Yeah, I don't know.
They're not. They're just so out of it. They're so out of it.
I know. I don't think Nintendo hates America. I just don't think we're a priority thought.
They don't. They are not even. There's no thinking. They have a playbook. That playbook was probably written 7 years ago. It has not been altered. They're just gonna do it. They'll run it out and then.
I just don't get it. I don't understand what the purpose of this new device is.
I told you, to make some money from suckers. Yeah, not suckers, but fans.
It's to make money.
Yeah.
That's the purpose of all these devices.
I know, I just don't see how it will.
The older the 3DS is, the cheaper it is to make it into a new form factor, the more they can make money on it.
It could be cheaper to make this than it is the current one.
That's true.
Yeah, I'm sure it will be.
I don't know about that, but it's possible. It has more buttons.
It better be.
It has more buttons.
If I had
it has
balls,
more buttons than the RFI reader in it.
Right. If I had any balls, I would short their stock, but I don't have any. I don't know. I'm not a gambling type of person. So, but I can't see this ending well for them. I don't know. Oh, well. Nintendo Fusion is going to be announced soon, though.
There you go. I'm sure we're going to get a lot of comments about that, and most of them
next
will be unhappy. So
E3 next year, Nintendo announces Nintendo Fusion.
I'll take your word for it.
Glorious. Right. Where are we here?
Did you watch the Bayonetta 2 Direct? Nintendo Direct?
No.
I was trapped.
That was weird.
Unfortunately, and unable to watch that. Trapped.
Yeah, you had some train issues.
Yes. Well, here's what happened. Well, no, here, let me tell you what happened. I'm on my way home. I'm on the train, and there's a halfway between home and Manhattan is a station called Jamaica Station in Jamaica, Queens. And
look, man, welcome to Jamaica Station.
Yeah, exactly. And it's like the big halfway hub, and the trains, all trains pretty much stop there. Some open the doors, some don't. My train doesn't open the doors at Jamaica, but it usually slows down because it's such a huge station. It slows down, and I could see the messages coming through on Twitter from the railroad saying, you know, up to 10-minute delays, debris on the track up ahead. I'm like, oh, debris on the track, okay. And they're like, and then the announcement came on, oh, it looks like we're going to be held here for about 10 minutes to clean up some debris off the track. And I'm like, whatever. I was sitting down. It was air conditioned. I could care less about 10 minutes. I let my wife know it's going to be 10 minutes late. 10 minutes turns to 20 minutes. And they're like, they are still holding the trains. The tree fell on the track. I'm like, whatever. I could read the text. You know, the messages on Twitter keep going. Then the next thing I know, the guy comes on at probably another 10 minutes later. Yeah, we're going to be canceling this train in Jamaica. Well, everyone needs to get off the train and find your own way home. Just letting people out in the middle of Queens. No instruction. It was kind of ridiculous. And there was a train on the track across from me going to another section of Long Island, and I just got on that train. And I'm like, my wife will pick me up.
Bahamas,
Long Island.
Yeah.
And yeah. And oh, the debris on the track that they kept saying on the announcement. Yeah, it was a person.
Right. Suicide?
Yeah.
Yeah, Japan has a lot of those.
They kept saying debris, and then they started saying announcements.
It's always a person, dude.
That it was
a
tree. It was a tree fell on the track. And I'm like, and I'm the idiot. I'm thinking, oh, garbage. How long could that take to clean up? Oh, a tree. Oh, they just need to cut it off the track. How hard could that be? And then no, of course not.
Long Island Railroad or a subway conductor, a Manhattan subway conductor, I forget. But he did an AM, an Ask Me Anything on Reddit. And he said that it's always somebody on the track, basically. He said he basically listed like what the codes were, but like medical emergency, like if somebody could be dead on the train, somebody could be dead on the track. He said that it happens quite a lot. There's a lot of suicides. There's a shit ton of suicides by train in New York that you don't even realize are happening. He gives the number, I think, in that Ask Me Anything. And it was pretty incredible. So yeah, it's pretty much always a body.
Yeah. When I didn't think it was a human, I was annoyed. And then when it turned out to be a human, I'm like, well, that kind of sucks. But at least I made it home.
And it was your neighbor, right?
What?
I'm just kidding.
Oh, I'm like, what?
Just making fun of the poor guy who killed himself on the...
That's not nice. Really?
You're talking
Gamergate.
About Bayonetta.
Gamergate. Let's talk about Gamergate. This Bayonetta. So Bayonetta 2 is weird. It has Nintendo costumes.
Star Fox costumes. Look at that.
It's got a Star Fox costume. Yeah.
Look at that.
If you want to dress up Bayonetta as Star Fox.
Do a barrel roll.
You're pretty weird if you want to do that. But
do a barrel roll for you.
All right.
That joke's going to be in there.
Yeah, I'm sure it will be.
It's going to be in there. You can also dress her up.
What do you have to say about
Samus.
It, Slippy?
Link and somebody else, another Nintendo character.
Still not convincing me to buy a Wii U with that. I'm not. I mean, like, I'm just waiting for the you know, it hasn't happened.
Does this game
yet.
Come out in the U.S. the same day it comes out in Japan?
Comes out in October. Okay. I was just finding it humorous that Nintendo's Twitter account was having to make all these tweets that included, like, climax and torture.
Right. Can you imagine how few copies of this game are going to be sold? Very few. It's only coming out on Wii U.
That's not a number,
yeah,
by the way.
Nintendo's very publishing few. It.
What is? Right. Give me a number. Give me a number.
How many Wii U's are? How they sold? How many Wii U's are out in the wild right now?
And it's like 7 million, isn't it?
No, is it that many?
I think so. Hovering that number, I want to say.
I thought PlayStation hasn't beaten it yet. I thought they had. Let me see. Hold on, I'm looking.
I think the PlayStation is higher. The PlayStation 4 is higher. I don't think the Xbox One is.
I need a new computer so badly. Okay, Wii U, 7 million.
That's what I just said.
You said 7?
Yes. Oh. That's the exact number I said.
So what percentage of those people are going to buy Bayonetta? That's your only question.
I don't even know what the attach rate is. So I think of, 10%.
1% is the answer.
I would say 10%.
So you think this game is going to...
I think there's potential for it to sell anywhere from, I don't know, 500,000 to 700,000 copies.
That would be a big success.
That would be a big success. That's what I'm saying. I think that's feasible.
Right,
it's a difficult game for them to market. Nintendo. Yeah.
It's a difficult game for them to market, but I do think there's still enough of a Wii U audience that wants to play games on it. I just think they've hit the wall of people that want to play games on it.
I want to play Bayonetta.
Exactly. I think you'll buy it.
That's the only way I can. So, sure.
All right. Yeah, good luck. I hope people like it. That rocket level from the first game. My God. Whew. I'm the only one who finished that for the first one out of three of us.
I finished it.
Oh, you did?
Yeah,
how'd you like the end game?
What happened in the end game? I know it took a long time.
Yeah, it was like 3 hours of the game not being over, pretty much.
Right. Yeah.
You're like, oh, right. Oh, a bigger guy? I can fight a bigger guy now? Awesome. Oh, he could kill me with one shot? Perfect. What else we got here? Where are we here? I don't even know. Microsoft?
Sure. Let's complain about how they hate America.
They just released the Xbox in Japan. Right. Xbox One in Japan came out Thursday.
Did you see that tweet? That really funny tweet that someone sent out?
The one to Yousef or whatever?
Yeah, his name with the line of
the
people.
The Photoshop line.
Yeah, and it was the crowd from Forza 5.
Yeah.
It was pretty funny. It was
and
funny.
And he wrote, thanks, great picture, great shot or something, right? He deleted it.
He did?
Yeah, the tweet was deleted.
Oh.
I think. I'm pretty sure. What were we talking about? Oh, yeah, Microsoft. Oh, so the Xbox launch. Yeah, nobody cares about Xbox One here. Microsoft knows it, and they realize there's nothing they can do to sell Xbox Ones here. So they're doing the bare minimum, which is to sell it here, and that's pretty much it, I think. It's just here to die. I mean, don't you think they did a pretty good job with the Xbox 360 in terms of, you know, getting games for it? Exclusive games that Japanese gamers would like.
They tried and it didn't work.
Right.
But at least does this go, not to bring it back to Nintendo, but is that them trying a new playbook?
Who, Microsoft?
Yeah.
No, the playbook is like we probably have to put it out here just
to put it out, but not
there is no playbook.
But to spend as little as possible.
And that was it. That's the playbook.
Yeah,
that's the playbook.
Is that an appropriate strategy?
Yes.
Yes.
It's the best strategy.
There is nothing they could do. They tried last time. They had their Blue Dragons. They had their Lost Odysseys. They had their Capcom games. They made an aggressive push for it, but it did not work. And none of those games recoup sales for what the Microsoft was paying for them. So.
Right. I saw you talking about it with John from 8-4 on Twitter yesterday.
Yeah, yeah. He likes Japanese games a lot.
I think, yeah. I mean, it just doesn't make sense. Microsoft's in this to make money, as is Sony, and they've realized that they're just not
going to
make
money. They're all in it to make money. That's kind of
course. They're all public companies. They have to be in it to make money. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, they're committing fraud.
I mean, on one hand, yeah, of course, we'd all like them to do well there and fund all kinds of fun games out of Japan and everything, but
that's expensive.
Yeah, it's expensive, and there's not that much there right now. There just isn't in development in Japan. You have the Dark Souls games, and you have Nintendo, and you have a few Sony games.
Winning 11 soccer.
Right, right. You have Metal Gear. So,
yeah. I mean, it's – yeah.
I don't know what they'd go after. I have no idea what they would do.
Right. It's so they're doing – I think they're doing it right. They're coming to TGS this year, which is nice. So there's stuff – there'll be stuff to see for –
That's soon, right?
For Whitey's. Yeah,
did it launch in Japan with the Kinect or no Kinect?
Yes. 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 It's okay. It's over – you know, it's 50,000 yen, which is basically $500. Yeah, no one will buy it, and Microsoft knows it. So they're doing the right thing. I mean, if this
how do you say how do you turn the thing on in Japanese?
I don't know.
Speak English to it.
Like, do you have
no idea?
Yeah, what do you have to say?
Xbox on. I don't know.
That sounded racist.
Well, it that's Xbox. That's how you say it. I mean,
uh huh. That's how you say it if you're making fun of Japanese people. But what is it? How do you really say it?
That's it.
Why do they wait? Why is it pronounced like that?
Xboxu?
Yeah. Why isn't it just Xbox?
Because there's no X. There's no pronunciation like that in Japanese.
It's the same thing.
You're why don't you? Why do you say karaoke?
You're saying Xbox with an U on the end.
Is that how you say all words?
Correctly.
Is that how you say all words in Japanese? Yeah.
Well, how do you think you say beer in Japanese? How do you say beer in Japanese?
Biru.
Right. Well, biru. That's what you said, a building, basically.
Biru or biru?
Biru.
Biru and Peru?
And Peru, right. I mean, there's a lot of words where that's the Japanese for the words.
I think you're making
that. There's a whole alphabet dedicated to those words.
I think you're making that up because one day I'll be in Japan and I'll be lost and I'll say, excuse you, miu.
No, you can't just do that.
That's the whole Japanese.
It doesn't work with verbs.
Ooze on the end.
Wombat, it works with nouns, not
with
verbs.
What do you do if you eat something that's gross? What do you say? Ew.
You don't say that because that'd be very impolite to say that.
What if you're in the privacy of your own home?
I don't know. Leave me alone.
How do they pronounce Microsoft?
You really want to know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It would be like Microsofto.
What are they doing?
Because
I'm pretty sure Microsofto is Spanish.
Do you know how you say David in Japanese?
How?
Davidson.
No.
No, that's only if he's if Mr. Miyagi.
I'm giving you the blueprints here. So tell me, how do you say David in Japanese?
Davidu.
Close.
Davido.
Davido. Davido.
Davido.
Davido.
Davido.
There's just no, there's no D. There's no D in the Japanese
sure
language.
Sure, it was right before you added the O on.
No,
the
but it's one letter. That's one letter, D and the O together. There's no D by itself. You can't have D by itself. You got to have the D and the O together.
Wasn't there a game
this
called D?
This is pretty D? Much like the opposite of French. Like French,
it's
they
so
don't
hard,
pronounce
dude.
The last half of the word.
This is why I'm telling you. It's
in Japan,
impossible.
They just add syllables to the end.
Maybe there's exactly. Some sort of balancing thing that needs to be done with words. That we just don't know about, like it's a conspiracy theory. So since the French cut off half their words, the Japanese had to add on another half of words, and no. We just didn't realize it until just now. It's a conspiracy. That's the real gate. Language gate.
All right. Now, I'm glad I could teach you Japanese today, by the way.
Thank
you're
you.
Learning from the best here right now, by the way.
Domo arigato, Mr. Chibato.
Very good.
Mm-hmm.
Where are we here?
I don't know.
Oh, hockey. Did I talk about hockey yet?
I don't know. Did we offend enough people, by the way, with that last
what?
One?
I'm teaching you Japanese.
I'm pretty sure we offended about, I don't know, 75% of our audience.
It's reality. This is how you say these words.
I don't know. Anyway, tell me about hockey. How terrible
you
it
know
is.
How you say dick in Japanese?
Diku.
No.
Diko?
Diko.
I'm just kidding. It's
Richard.
Chin or something like that. Yeah.
Chin chow arigato.
Yep. Good job. Uh-huh. So thanks to EA Access, you can now get games 5 days early if you spend the $30 a year or $5 a month.
Well, call it 4 days early by the time it downloads.
Well, yeah. What I did was I figured I was going to buy NHL 15 anyway, and I figured I was going to buy it on Xbox anyway because of the discount that I have from EA Access. Mm-hmm. So I pre-ordered it, and that preloaded the game. So then by the time – actually, it doesn't the time starts when you play, Shep. It's not
– Oh, no. I meant that I only get it 4 days before it comes out.
Oh, right.
It's taking me a day to download it.
Well, you actually don't even really get it. The early access is quite misleading, actually. You only get 6 hours – you get 6 hours of gameplay, and then it shuts down.
That's fine.
It's not that fine, though. It's kind of annoying. Just give me the game.
If you bought it. For me, since I didn't buy it, 6 hours is great.
Right, I guess. But if you let me, you should say, then if you buy the game, let me fucking keep playing it. But anyway,
I digress. Maybe they'll fix that.
They're not going to fix anything. Trust me. They got a lot to fix in this game. So, unfortunately, this is NHL 15 is the Madden 06 of hockey games, where it's their first next-gen effort, and they lose all the features that you would expect from, you know, the last year's version, and like so many got cut. And they were pretty sneaky about it, too. You know, they, like, if you're, Wombat, if you're a game producer, let's say you're a game producer now, okay? Okay,
I'm a game producer now.
Right, and you got a lot of fans, okay? You're a smart guy.
I don't even know what to do with them.
You have a lot of fans who are really looking forward to NHL 15. It's on next gen. It's, you know, it's exciting. It's really exciting. But you know, as producer of the game, you know that you had to cut a lot of stuff from this game for whatever reason. I mean, the reasons are you don't have enough money and people, right? Okay. So how do you prepare your faithful for this news? I mean, what can you prepare your faithful for this news? I mean, there's two major modes missing from the game that people are expect from the game. And they came out and they announced maybe like a week or two ago that these were not going to be in the next gen version. But it turns out there's a lot more shit that's not in the game as well. And they didn't say anything about it. So like, what can you do as a producer, Wombat, to not have people... Now, there's a trend, there's like a fire rammer hashtag on Twitter. This is one of the producers of the game. People are pretty upset. Like, is there anything you could do, Wombat?
All that you can do is apologize. Does it have like that team thing? The ultimate team
thing. Yes, it has team thing.
So maybe you should, you know, be giving some free team stuff to these people.
Oh, ultimate team, you mean?
Yeah, free ultimate team.
The thing is, like, they charge, so they, I mean, look, the hockey game itself is great. It still plays a great game of hockey, the only game of hockey, because 2K stopped making hockey games. So the hockey game itself is great, but all they did was take, like, the base hockey game, they recorded new commentary with, you know, arguably the best guy in hockey, and they did a pretty good job. Like, it sounds better than the demo. They slap an NBC logo on the presentation, and they basically called it a day. They didn't bother with all these modes that the older games have. So how do you charge $60 for that game when next year you're going to put out the version of the game that has all those features, presumably, that you
So do you think they should just take
version.
An
It's so confusing
a year
to
up.
Me that the modes are what's missing. Like, isn't that just like almost like a database code? Like, it's... It's just menus and stuff.
It's like, it's baffling. It's like little things and big things too. It's like you can't edit players anymore. It used to have this awesome feature where you could literally select any goal, hit, or shot and instantly see an instant replay of it, just like from a menu. That's gone. It still has like basic instant replays. Just all this stuff that I don't understand. Like it looks and plays so much like the last gen version. Honestly, like even the graphics, the actual gameplay graphics, I think you could show it to most people. They would not be able to tell the difference between Xbox 360 and Xbox One versions, last year's and this year's game. So I don't know. It's pretty depressing. And the game comes out on my birthday, which now they basically ruined my birthday is what I'm saying now. Thanks, EA. You ruined my birthday.
You'll have Destiny.
I'll have Destiny, but you know, it's not the same.
You could play Destiny with me. Isn't that better? Can you think of a better way to spending your birthday than playing Destiny with me?
Playing hockey by myself?
Nope, not better.
Oh, shit.
Sorry.
It is fun that you can broadcast to Twitch so easily. That's a nice feature.
On the Xbox?
Well, either.
Yeah, I have yet to do that on either console.
The online play doesn't work again. NHL 14 came out last year. If you were not living in America, the online play basically did not work for 3 months. So maybe it seems like that's happening again. So it'd be nice if they could sort that out a little quicker this time.
They really need to have everything together in time for this Destiny thing. If PSN and or Xbox Live crash on Destiny release day, it is not going to. Yes, Gamergate will be over.
PSN's going to crash. I'll give you that right now.
It's going to turn into Destiny Gate. That's going to be.
I would not plan on playing Destiny the day that it comes out on PSN.
Destiny Gate. Just wait. I coined the hashtag now. It's going to happen. Maybe we'll all get free season passes out of the delay.
Speaking of PSN.
Yes.
There was a Drive Club leak from the beta. Mm-hmm. You know Drive Club, right? The free-to-play. Was it really free-to-play? Like, how are they doing it? I know there's like a full version that you can buy and a base version. I'm not sure.
Yeah, there's that base version that we were supposed to get when the PS4 came out.
Right. So I'm not 100% sure how they're monetizing it. But anyway, some video leaked from the beta, and the game looks like it's coming along really well. It looks like a good arcade-style racer.
It looked good. It was fun at E3.
It was fun at E3. You know, it's like it feels like a really solid Need for Speed game, which I think is
it's done by the MotorStorm guys, so they know how to make arcade racing games.
Yeah, I will say that the Maserati did not sound like a Maserati, though. If I can make one complaint, I did check that.
Neither does my butt, but it's still fun at parties.
And that rhymes. Yeah. So that's Drive Club. Yeah, so Drive Club, that's coming out October, I think? I don't know when. Sometime this fall. What else we got here?
I don't know. I haven't scrolled since we were in the Nintendo portion.
I know. My laptop is putting out a lot of heat. Apple needs to announce a new laptop next week at this iPhone event. This thing is just not working. Oh, these are all questions.
What do you guys think about the Samsung Gear VR?
I have no faith in virtual reality ever being a success.
You don't mean ever.
Not ever. No. Not in the.
You mean in its current format?
Yes.
Of like a ski goggles with a
screen
attached to it. I agree.
What was the comment I made to you guys earlier this week? I don't know if virtual reality in its current form will ever make it past the thing in Shipwreck's basement level of consumer saturation.
Right. Yeah. Or Ben's office, Ben Kuchera's office.
Yeah. Oh, Shipwreck has one. That's where it's going to be. You could talk about all the crappy devices. Ooh, yeah. Oh, Shipwreck has one.
I don't have one of those.
I thought you did.
No,
yeah. The shield.
I'm still waiting for those to go on clearance at Target.
Weren't they like $75 at one point?
Not enough.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that was just a sale. They were like $70 on sale one time.
Okay, that's
a shield.
No, the Ouya.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Does that have Netflix on it? Deal. Can you use that to watch Netflix?
Ouya?
Yeah.
Man. Who knows? Yeah. Nobody knows. Nobody can answer that question.
That's the riddle of the Sphinx right there.
I don't think.
So the Samsung Gear VR thing, it's in conjunction with Oculus. And if you buy a Galaxy Note 4, which is a phone, I guess.
Yeah, a big phone, I think.
Yeah. You get this headset and you just slip the phone in there and you're off to VR land.
I don't know. I mean, that sounds like a nice novelty and a nice like bonus add-on for buying that phone. But
I bet that shooter game that you guys both like, I bet that plays on that Samsung Galaxy.
I bet you it doesn't.
I bet it does.
How are you going to play it without a... You're going to need a controller.
Yeah, you can get an Android controller.
What are you
going to
need a control anyways? What are you going to do? Tap the screen with your eyeball?
Yeah, no, you'll probably get one of those, you know, Android controllers that are relatively cheap.
You think
the
game is going to run off that phone? You're going to have to run it off a computer. Is that thing just acting as a display?
If Skylanders can run off a phone...
No, it acts as everything.
So it can be a display... So I can use that to run shit off my computer or no?
No. It's just... Yeah, the phone is the processor and the screen.
Okay, so I can't use this as an Oculus Rift substitute and play games off of my PC with this.
No.
Okay, so this is useless. They're gonna sell like three. I mean, forget it. Think of how few Oculus Rifts they're gonna sell for PC when that comes out, and then cut that number by a lot.
I don't know. More people have Samsung devices than gaming PCs.
But it's free. Did you say it's free? Do you get the headset thing for free?
No, not free.
Oh, yeah. So yeah, no one's going to buy this. Come on.
No, I don't think anyone's going to buy either one. That's where I'm going.
Yeah. No, I mean, Oculus will sell a couple to fans. This is, I mean, come on.
Well, you really didn't update the questions at all?
I don't know. I thought I did. I think I just put them everywhere.
You
there
are the
that,
worst.
There were no questions
worst.
This week.
No, did you ask for questions?
Yeah, and I put them all in there. They were sprinkled throughout the show. I did a light sprinkling.
A light, I'll give you a light sprinkling.
Please don't. Yeah. Sorry, I'm just looking at the Fire Rammer hashtag. People are very angry about NHL 15. Really?
I don't know how to spell it, so I can't look it up.
Rammer, like Rammer.
R-A-M-M-E-R.
R-A-M-M-E-R. Fire Rammer. Yeah, it's
like that Fire Rammer in all caps.
Oh yeah, there's a lot. I mean, you can scroll for quite.
Mm-hmm. quite oh, a and while. There's his Twitter handle, Rammer34.
Oh yeah.
Hey Wombat, if you want Dead Rising 3 for Xbox One, it's $9.99 right now at Tiger Direct.
Oh, I thought you were gonna say it's not. If it was $9.99 digital, because I have credit, I'd probably buy it. But
it's not worth it.
Yeah, with Destiny coming out on Tuesday. And I still, you know what? I've been playing so much Diablo, it's a little, like, disturbing.
Yeah, my wife likes it a lot.
You know who really likes it? Actually, my kids don't mind it, so I have that going. They don't love it, but they don't right. mind it.
Do they notice the heads rolling off?
No, they don't notice anything.
It's hard to tell what's going on.
There's not enough, everything's a little too small and far away. I kind of wish the game had a zoom feature.
It's pretty much the worst game. It's pretty much the best worst game.
It's the best worst game.
It's like the story is horrible. Mm-hmm. Like the gameplay, you can't even see what's going on. It's just like explosions everywhere. You have four people
inventory.
Playing.
Like how did that get released with the inventory that way?
It's kind of weird. I think I hit the B button sometimes when I mean to hit the A button on the inventory screen. Wait, am I seeing what this does, or am I going back and where's
you're
the
not
wheel?
Even, you don't know the half of the inventory situation, Wombat. You're playing it by yourself.
I was going to say, and I don't have to deal with the waiting.
Play it with somebody else.
Mm-mm. Nope.
And it is it's a time-consuming process, especially with this glitch that the second player has, that all of their skills, every time you start up the game, all of their skills have the star next to them, acting like they're new.
Right.
So yeah. You have to go through and highlight each one of them to get rid of the star. And
yeah.
Yeah, if you're OCD like we are.
Mm-hmm. I understand. No, I do it too when I level up and there's a skill that I don't care about. And I'm like, that move is dumb. I don't want to use it. Don't give me extra runes for that dumb move. Why would I want that when I could spin around and make everyone bleed and explode? Why would I do the other thing that makes me run fast?
See, this is why I'm telling you that Destiny is going to be good, because it's got all the good stuff from Diablo, which is the only good stuff from Diablo is the loot. Everything else is as basic as it can be, right?
And yet, for some reason, I'm level 51, and I will hit level 70 in this game. And I'm almost at the end of the actual story.
So the gameplay is infinitely better, right, in Destiny than Diablo? Can we agree?
Oh yeah, it is. That's the crazy thing. It's like, okay, so this game better be. It doesn't have to do much to be great.
It seems from the beta that they're doing. They have the loot, right? And that's all you really need.
Have you seen what some of the more advanced loot looks like when you can really get into the higher levels of Destiny?
Nah.
The outfits look very different than what we saw in the beta.
See, it's going to be good.
Yeah.
You get to play dress up. You get your little speeder bike.
Speeder bikes and new hats. And you could jump real high. And you could punch people in the face or stab them in the neck, depending upon what kind of character you want. Oh, I'm going to get real close to this guy and I'm going to stab him in the neck. That was always fun in the beta.
Right.
So,
and then you can see how he looks.
Exactly. I'm excited to stab more people in the neck.
Did we solve Gamersgate?
I think we did. Neck stabbing.
What was the solution? Did we...
Hugs. I think it's hugs. Hugs.
A lawsuit? Was that the solution?
Oh, God.
Sue the game. Who are they suing?
I don't know. Everybody's suing.
Sue everybody.
Sue everybody.
I don't know. It seems weird. All right.
So what? So let's dance.
Right. Oh, Rodney. Poor Joan Rivers.
Yeah, that's sad too.
Actually, not poor Joan Rivers. You know, she went out how she wanted to go out. She was like kept working and she wanted to die like while she was working. Pretty much, I think. Did you watch that documentary?
That documentary when it first came out, but yes, I've seen it.
Pretty wild.
It's a great documentary, yeah. She was really good when she was on Nerdist, like I think it was like a year or so ago. She was on that and she was really good. Yeah.
Yeah.
She did
that. She was on Stern a lot. She's because they have the same agent. Right?
I don't know. No, she's not with Don. So. She's not with Don.
I thought she was.
Nope.
Never?
Never.
Ever?
Ever.
I thought so. Because she was on a lot and people were saying, oh, it must be because they have the same agent or something. Anyway, but she was usually pretty funny. All right, so I think that's it for this week. Next week we'll hopefully be able to talk about Destiny. Hopefully the servers will be up and we can play it.
If we do a show on Wednesday, if you guys.
Oh, because you were at it. Where are you going?
I'm going to Newport, Rhode Island, to a bed and breakfast for 3 nights.
Romantic.
It's my 10-year wedding anniversary.
Nice.
Yeah.
Grandma and grandpa watching the kids?
Grandma and grandpa watching the kids.
Wow. It's going to be a lot of work for grandma and grandpa.
It's going to be a lot of work for grandma and grandpa. But
I realized when we were during this vacation that if we had 2 kids, that I don't think we could leave the kids with grandma and grandpa.
No, it's really hard. Like when the last week, you know, day camp ended for Sabrina about a week before school started. So there was a lot of like shifting around on who can, you know, watch Sabrina on one day or another. But and it was easy to leave Sabrina with like my parents overnight for like 1 night out of 6 days.
Right. Right.
But the next day I came by just with my son to pick up Sabrina and both kids running around and just watching my mother try to wrangle them in. I'm like, I don't know what's going to happen next week.
Right, right. Yeah. Well, they'll figure it out.
They will. My parents are pretty capable. They raised 2 kids once before. So
that's right. Cool. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, follow us on Twitter, GPD, Wombat5277, Shipwreck, at Video Game Deals, now being tweeted by Thornbond3, world famous CADcast listener.
Sure is. Good friend.
So he
good
started
friend.
Doing that this week. Yeah. I can see no question from Thorbon this week because he's too busy tweeting, I think. No wonder why we got no questions. Shit. Damn it. All right. Well, thanks. We'll see you next week.
Red stuff.
Congratulations. Humans haven't been on the moon in hundreds of years.
Nice place to visit, but I wouldn't want to live here.
Dying here is much more likely.
Nice pep talk.
Oh, man. There's nothing I hate more than an alien with no respect for history.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Well, now it's a party.
Music?
Something classical.
Venus?
Venus, baby! Venus!
Hello, Mars. Wife. Anybody speak space turtle?
I can say hello in any language.
Looks like he can say goodbye, too.
What do you think is down there?
Death.
Theirs or ours?
Let's find out!
I hate when she does that.